Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Average Joe. This is Average Joe, and thanks for tuning in today. I know we don't tune in on the internet, but you know, it just sounds better that way since it's a radio show. So thanks for turning your dial to Average Joe. So today we're going to talk about cars and trucks. Now I know that's a very general topic. And as most of you know that have, well, all of you that have listened to any of my shows, I usually talk about, you know, my own experience in anything, and that's what we're doing. But I want to get your feedback. I want you to call me. The call-in number you can call anytime, really, is 914-219-0884. Again, that number is 914-219-0884. You can also, if you log on to Blog Talk Radio, and I think using the same link, there's a chat page you can log into chat, but you do have to register, I think, to sign in and log in on all that. But so feel free to do that if you just want to send me a chat message, or if you want to call in, please do, 914-219-0884. So I always like to do a promotion, a couple of promotions. I'm not affiliated in that. Well, I am affiliated with the VFW Post 2908, but this show is not sponsored by the VFW or anything. It's just I'm a supporter, and I always like to mention these things that are going on at the Post. So VFW Post 2908, we're in Albemarle, North Carolina. And I mentioned this last show, and I think every show that we had Becca Thompson call in and give you some information about the Boots and Roots Music Festival that's coming up in August. It's at the Stanley County Fairground. Tickets are $10. Bucky Covington is the headliner. Charlie Farley's going to be there. Daryl Harwood, Tyler Hatley. Tyler wouldn't like that. Tyler Hatley and the Little Mountain Band and Cuz Coon. So the doors open at 3 o'clock. The show starts at 4. You can bring your own coolers. That is a $10 charge for that. There will be food available. Parking's free. Bring a chair, cash only. And there is some camping available. If you got any questions, you can get, by the way, you can get tickets at the Post. There's also a website, and I'm not going to try to read out that long website on the mic here, but you can always call 704-984-1744 if you got questions. But anyway, that's August 4th, Boots and Roots Music Festival. Another thing I wanted to mention is, since this is a show about cars and trucks, especially since it's about cars and trucks, also at the VFW Post, 2908, there's going to be a VW Classic Car Show cruise-in on July 21st, and that will start at 4 o'clock. There's going to be, of course, VWs there. If you've got one, bring it. If you don't, come and look at everybody else's. The DJ's going to start around 4 o'clock. There will be a cornhole tournament and a pool. Well, the cornhole tournament's at 5 o'clock, and the pool tournament is at 7. So, that's, again, July 21st. So we're trying to, you know, reach out in the future a little bit, give you plenty of heads up. So if you got a VW, bring it. If you don't, come look at somebody else's. So anyway, this is, again, Average Joe. It's the only show on the radio that's in black and white, so you don't have to adjust your monitor. I'm Average Joe. I don't know a lot about much of anything, but I know a little bit about a lot of things. So I've been around for a while. I'm not a specialist at anything, but I do know a little bit about a lot of things. So the cars that we're going to be talking about today, I do have photographs of all of them, so you'll be able to see them. So just make sure you look at your radio real close or your screen. I'm kidding. Just kind of a history, and I'm doing this as an illustration of how much I'm interested in cars. I don't have any classic cars of my own, and we'll get into that in a little bit later, but I've always loved old antique cars, anything from Model T's up and up. I mean, or even older than that. But I like muscle cars. I like anything that's been restored and anything that's different. I just like cars. And to show you how much I like cars, I kind of know, I have a kind of a chronological history of cars in my family. Now, I hope this doesn't bore you, but I'm just trying to illustrate. I know that my grandfather, my pawpaw, my father's father, I know he had a Model T. It was a 1926 model. And how I know that is there's a picture of my dad and his sister and his mom and dad sitting on the running board of that car. And it's a very valuable picture to me. And it doesn't show the whole car. And so I reached out. I posted that picture on a Model T website or a Facebook page to see if anybody knew about what model it was. And the consensus was it was about a 26 model. Well, I know that my dad was born in 28, and he was probably about a year or so old there in that picture, maybe 18 months. So the car wasn't that old, but it sure was awful dirty and well used. But, you know, back then, farmers especially, they used their Model T's for more than just, you know, driving to church and the grocery store. They used them for tractors, and they'd take the wheels off. And my pawpaw did this. He'd take the back wheel off, you know, jack the car up, and he had a homemade pulley that he would attach to that back axle, and he would drive, you know, like a sawmill or, you know, any kind of powered implement on the farm. So, I mean, it got used for a lot of different things, you know, threshing grain or whatever. I know that he also had a Model A. I don't know what year model it was. My dad couldn't remember, and I didn't know enough to ask my pawpaw when he was still living about it. Unfortunately, I know he had a 40-something model Chevrolet. There's a picture of it. I need to actually look into that, see if I can figure out what year model it is. But so, see, I mean, I know that much about my pawpaw, and I've never actually seen any of those cars in real life. But starting out as when I was as young as, you know, that I can remember, and let me remind you, call me at 914-219-0884. You can interrupt me. Well, you know, if you've got a dream car that you've always wanted, or a car that you had or have that you'd like to talk about or tell us about, please do, 914-219-0884. The earliest car that I can remember that my dad had was a 58 Oldsmobile. It was huge, and you don't see many of those around these days. There's a few I've looked, and they're kind of an odd looking car, as most of the late 50s models. After 57, even the 58 Chevrolets were kind of odd looking, but they're starting to be more collectible now because they're different. You know, not many people have them. You know, 57s, 55s, 56s, and 57, everybody has those. I mean, well, not everybody, but everybody would like to have one because those are the ones that are most collectible, I guess, because people have always fixed those up and restored them. But, you know, now the 58s and 59s, you know, they're a little bit becoming more popular. So that's cool. Anyway, after that, Dad had a 63 Ford Galaxy 500, a 63 Oldsmobile, a 68 Chevrolet Impala, a 71 Chevrolet Impala, a 72 Chevrolet Malibu wagon. That was an odd-looking car. It was red with moon hubcaps, and it had red painted wheels with chrome moon hubcaps. It looked like a fire chief's car or something. But that thing would run. It had a 327 in it. After the Malibu was a 74 Olds Cutlass, and I have to note that car because it had a Rocket 350 with a four-barrel quadrajet carburetor. And that's the car that I had the honor of getting my first speeding ticket in, and I deserved it. I was actually took the car to school. I think it was the first time I'd ever drove Daddy's car. to school and coming home, I just couldn't help myself. I had to pass some people and get into that four barrel, and well, Highway Patrol didn't, you know, think that was such a special idea. Let's see. We also had a 64 Chevy Tunova that was kind of a second car that Mom drove to work. And, you know, I think they paid $400 for that car, and they put a $100 paint job on it, had a $100 upholstery job done on it, because it, you know, they, Daddy and Mom had some friends that did that kind of work, and they kept that car for, oh gosh, at least 15 years, and sold it for $800, and that was probably the most, you know, bang for the buck that they ever had in the car. I wish I had it now. Then they had a 76 Chevrolet Monte Carlo. That car I actually bought for myself, and I'll get into that. But they had to end up taking it because of insurance reasons. Then they had a 79 Ford Crown Vic. And then they had an 82 Crown Vic, and then an 86 Crown Vic, and then a 92 Crown Vic. And then Daddy had always wanted a truck. So somewhere in there, he got an old 69 Chevrolet C10 truck. And he didn't have that for very long because it really wasn't reliable, but he just wanted a truck. It had a three on the tree. I think it had a 307 V8. But eventually, him and Mom bought a brand new 98 Chevrolet S10 with the extended cab. So he finally had him a truck. Later, they bought a new 02 Buick LeSabre, and then the LeSabre got T-boned, and well, that's another story. And then they bought an 04 Buick Park Avenue, and Mom still has that car, and I drive it to work a lot. So the reason I'm telling you all that is because the fact that I know that is because I paid attention to what cars they had. I was interested in cars, and it was important to me to notice that. You know, I just, you know, have always been into cars. So call me, 914-219-0884. We haven't had a caller yet today, but if you've got a favorite car or just a car story, a dream car, whatever, feel free to call me. Tell me about your first car. My first car was a 73 Vega GT, and it would go, I think, 83 miles an hour. I couldn't even get up to 88 miles an hour to travel Back to the Future. But the car, I mean, it was, you know, I don't remember. Let's see, that was probably around 1976 or so. So it was about 4 years old. So it was really in pretty decent shape. It just wasn't very fast, and it used about as much oil as it did gasoline. You know, the Vegas were not the best engineered car that GM ever had. And as I mentioned before, I drove that 64 Nova quite a bit to school. How it survived me and my buddies, because we drove it pretty hard. It had a straight six 150 cubic inch engine and the two-speed Power Glide, and I'm here to tell you, you cannot tear up a two-speed Power Glide. That car took some abuse. And then, as I said before, I had the Monte Carlo. It was a beautiful car. It was a 76 huge hood. The front of the car had its own zip code, different from the back of the car because it was so long. It was kind of a royal blue with the white Landau vinyl top and the white interior, and it had the swivel bucket seats, and that was really cool. I enjoyed that car. This car, I'll never forget. I had a 66 Chevelle Super Sport, and that was probably my all-time favorite car I've ever owned. Unfortunately, it was a high-performance vehicle, and me being a high school kid, I just didn't have the income to keep that car on the road because it constantly had to have valve adjustments. had to have clutch adjusted. It had it burned high octane gasoline and lots of it. But with that said, you know, I wish I had it back now. I don't, and I know from what I've been told, it was actually destroyed. The guy that I sold it to, I think he totaled it within probably less than a year. So that's really sad. But it was a beautiful car. It needed some work. It needed some fixing up. I paid $900 for that car. But it had the 396. It had the Edelbrock high-rise intake with a quadrajet carburetor. Unfortunately, I wished it had a Holley. But it ran out pretty good. It had the four-speed Muncie transmission, all factory with the factory console, rolled and pleated interior. For all you car nuts, y'all know what I'm talking about there. But anyway, that was my favorite car. And before I go any further on the list here, I would probably say that another 66 Chevelle Supersport, fully restored, is my dream car. I mean, let's just put it out there. That would be my dream car. If I could buy one that was, you know, retro, modified with modern drivetrain and suspension. I mean, all originals, nice and cool and everything, but I want something I can drive. I want something that's going to be beautiful, fast, and reliable. So that would be my dream car. After the Chevelle, I had a 73 Gran Torino. That was kind of I got that car out of convenience. It was my Aunt Betty's car, and the price was right. She had bought a new car, needed to sell that car, and it was in pretty decent shape. So I drove that Gran Torino for a while. It was just a car. It was, you know, it got me from point A to point B, and it was actually pretty reliable. I don't remember ever having any major issues with it. Traded that one in on a 77 Chevy Love, my first truck. So it was, I was in, let's see, college. I'd started college, so I got my little truck because I had started to work in the production studio at the college, at Stanley Community College, and I needed something to carry my gear around in. Plus, I wanted to have a little camper because that's where I'd gotten started getting into camping. And I thought it would be really cool to have a little, you know, camper shell on my truck, or have a truck so I could have a camper shell to go camping and not always have to set up a tent. But anyway, I enjoyed that little truck. It was, I think I paid about $1,800 for it. It wasn't, I think that's what I paid for it. Maybe, yeah, I think that's what it was. My memory's pretty good on these vehicles, but some of the details maybe I've lost. And then I traded, after I graduated college, I got my first real job, I traded the Chevy Love in on a brand new, this was my first new vehicle, a brand new 1984 S10 truck. It had the V6, those little S10s were really sharp back then. It was dark blue with a white, not stripe, but just it was white on the bottom around the perimeter of the truck. It was a beautiful little truck. Then, now, some of these are not necessarily in chronological order, because I got married and I don't remember, you know, some of these, you know, were with my wife that I bought the car. So we had an 88 Astro van, and probably one of the ugliest vans you ever made. But the reason we got the van was we were doing DJ, work on the side. So we would, we needed a van to haul our equipment around. Now, again, interrupt me. The call-in number is 914-219-0884. So feel free to call in, tell me about your first car or your dream car or your current, you know, if you've got a hot rod or collector car that's real special to you, call in and tell me about it. Again, 914-219-0884. That's 0884. So anyway, after or during the Astro van somewhere, we had a 79 Pontiac Parisienne. I bet you some of you have never even heard of a Pontiac Parisienne. It was basically just another version of the Bonneville, if you're familiar with those. Just a big, you know, land yacht. Let's see. We had a 92 S10, which we bought brand new. It was very similar to the 84. It just instead it had a straight drive 5-speed instead of automatic, which my 84 had. Then during that period, we had an 86 T1000. Now, how many of you know what a T1000 is? A T1000 is Pontiac's version of a Chevrolet Chevette. So it's the same car. It's just got Pontiac badging on it, and it was called a T1000. Sounds impressive. Had a T1000. Anyway, so that was, and actually, it wasn't a bad little car. I mean, it was ugly and loud, and it's a long story why we ended up with that car, but it got the job done. It never left me sitting. Then I had an 88 Jeep Cherokee, my first Jeep. I do have a love of Jeeps, and we may have a special show about Jeeps eventually. Talk about Jeeps. But I had a Jeep Cherokee, loved that, first Jeep and first four-wheel drive vehicle I ever had. Made a lot of trips up to Canada in that Jeep. My wife, above average Joe, as most of you know, is Canadian, so we were just starting to get to know each other then, so I was up to Canada quite a bit. So, hey, what better time to have a Jeep? Actually, their roads are way better than ours in the wintertime. I could have gotten up there in that T1000. So, anyway, and then I had a 91, and this was a brand new one, a 91 Camaro RS. It was a really sharp car. It was bright red, had a T-top, and a red interior, 5-speed, 5-liter V8. And it wasn't the hot rod version, not the Z28, but it would run out pretty good. I mean, that V8 and that 5-speed, and the cool thing about it was, because of it being as streamlined as it is, it's not a huge car, not a big heavy car, and then having that 5-liter engine, I actually got as much as 29 miles to the gallon with that car. So you would never imagine that kind of a hot rod car like that would get really good gas mileage. But I drove it to the beach and tested it. And, I mean, that was ideal conditions because I was really trying to drive to get the best gas mileage. I was keeping it around the speed limit, no jackrabbit starts and all that. But I'm just saying it can be done. You can. And a lot of the more modern hot rod, quote-unquote hot rod cars, fast cars now, do get good fuel mileage if you drive them, normally, as long as you're not, racing or going really fast. So anyway, after the Camaro, that was kind of like a midlife crisis car, needed to have a Camaro. Above average Joe and I bought an 02 Jeep Liberty. It was the first year of the Jeep Liberty. And so we got a brand new one. And because it was the first year, we paid sticker. So that was a car we almost never got paid for. Somewhere in there, and I think it was actually before the Jeep Liberty, we ended up with a Plymouth Reliant, and I don't know what year model it was, but that was we bought that car after above average Joe and I got married because we just needed a second vehicle so she'd have something to drive. So that was really, we just, just needed something, and so that we bought that at a little used car lot in Kannapolis. Then we ended up with a 92 Crown Vic, and that was actually the same Crown Vic that my mom and dad had that I talked about earlier. That was kind of a hand-me-down. We paid them for it, but, got it at a good price. That was a good car. We had a 99 Dodge conversion. It was the short version with the V6. It was a full-size van, but it had a V6 and it wasn't the high top, but it had the real, the fancy captain chairs and stuff like that because we had a grandbaby or two in the house by then, and we needed some extra room to haul everybody around. We also had an 02 Dodge conversion van, and that was actually a choo-choo conversion. It had the high top, had a TV, and you could lay the back seat down, and that was really a nice vehicle to travel in. We drove it up to Canada a couple of times, and we'd stop at truck stops and actually sleep for a little while in that van. It was really cool. Call me, 914-219-0884. If you got a special car you want to talk about or your dream car, I'd love to hear from you. And the reason I bought the high-top van, by the way, was I was actually thinking about getting into the pet transport business. That's another show right there. I was looking into just hauling things as a side income thing and ran across this guy out in Texas that was his business, and he wanted to hire some subcontractors, you know, or owner-operators, as it were, and you had to have a van that had air conditioning in the back, you know, because you were hauling dogs and cats and whatever, you know, in the back of the vehicle, and they needed to stay cool or warm. But anyway, like I say, that's another show. Let's see. We had an 07 Chevrolet Cobalt. That was the first smaller car I bought, and I bought it because I travel a lot in my work. I'm, you know, on the road all the time, and I needed a car that was, you know, fuel efficient. So we bought a 07 Chevy Cobalt. Unfortunately, a little old lady pulled out in front of me, and I T-boned her, and we totaled the Cobalt. I was okay, but let me be the first to say that airbags and seat belts do work, because I was going at least 55 miles an hour, somewhere between there and 60. I don't speed a lot, but I hit her pretty hard, and she's, well, I don't know if she's okay now. That's been a long time ago, and she was 83 years old then, so I hope she's okay. If not, she's in heaven, hopefully. Let's see. And then, so I replaced the Cobalt with, I cannot remember the year model, but it was a Ford Focus, a little hatchback, and it was a good little car. Drove that Focus for another 100,000 miles or so. And then we got our first import new car. And that was a 2012 Honda Fit. And we still have the Fit. We're still driving it. It's got almost 200,000 miles on it. It's been one of the best cars, if not the best car I've ever owned. We got into camping, as I told you in a previous show. And so we started out with a 99 Ford F-250, which is a 3/4-ton truck, gas. And then currently we own a 94 Ford F-350, which is a diesel 7.3 IDI turbocharged. But dream cars. And again, call me 914-219-0884. My dream car, as I mentioned, is, we got about 2 minutes here, so call me. My dream car, like I said, would be a 66 Chevelle Supersport, fully restored. I'm a big Corvette guy. I love Corvettes. I like the older ones, you know, 62, 63. I like that body style. But I also like the 68 through about 71, 2 or so, the ones that still had chrome bumpers on them. But, you know, I'm not a snob. I'd probably, if I had a good Corvette of any year at a good price, I'd be happy with it. As far as exotic cars, probably my all-time favorite would be a Ferrari 308. And you can get into one of those for probably around $50,000, $60,000 these days, because they don't make them anymore. And they've gone on to the way fancier Ferraris than that. And really, I like that 308. They're probably from the early to mid-80s. Really, really cool-looking cars. Probably not going to get a caller in now because we only got 60 seconds, but I want to thank y'all for listening to me. I hope I didn't bore you, but, you know, I just wanted you to understand my passion for cars and how important cars have been in my life as far as just an interest. I don't own any exotic cars, but anyway, thank you again for listening. I don't know much about anything, but I know a little bit about a lot of things, and I'm not sure what we're going to talk about next week yet, but you'll look for my promotion on the Facebook. I'll be sending out a promotion, so you know, thanks again for listening, and we'll talk. We'll be back next week, Lord willing.